Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I know we've been throwing a few things out the last few days that are a little different for some people's eschatology framework. For those who've been following our vlogs, you know that for the last 6 or 7 months, we've been dealing with the issue of Matthew 24, and so a lot of you have sort of followed along in that journey. There are others who are in complete and total disagreement with the way that I feel about eschatology. I don't get offended by that. I don't feel like that the issue is essential to your redemption. I do feel like it could be very essential to your perspective of your place in the world and what you're here to do. But if we can leave it at that, consider this a journey. You see the Word, I see the Word. We allow the Holy Spirit to say in us what He will. I'm not saying you'll end up where I am or I'll end up where you are. I think we have a respectful dialogue about the Word, and then we move on and allow that revelation to either take seed or move out of our lives. And that's the way we should approach the Word. I want to spend one more podcast dealing with this idea of Acts chapter 1, where he was moved out of their sight into heaven, so that when he comes back out of heaven, he would come in like manner in which he moved out of their sight. So if you need to know more about that, listen to the last 2 days. But for today, listen to what Jesus says to Caiaphas in Matthew chapter 26, verse 64. It is as you said, nevertheless I say to you, hereafter, and the word hereafter would be better translated for in our terminology as from now on. From now on, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. This is terminology that Caiaphas would have understood as being from Daniel 7, in which the Son of Man rides on the clouds and stands before the Ancient of Days, and the Ancient of Days hands the Son of Man a kingdom which will last forever. We're in the Old Testament with that. Caiaphas, a student of the Word, would have understood that passage. And it's why in verse 65 he tears his clothes and screams blasphemy, because he realizes that what Jesus is saying is, I am the Son of Man that stands on the clouds in front of the Ancient of Days, and the Father is going to give the Son of Man a kingdom which lasts forever, and I'm claiming to be that king, and I'm claiming to show you that kingdom. And he says to Caiaphas, you will see it from now on. Now, if you need further reference to who he believed would see the coming of the Son of Man, listen to Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, which, by the way, we know that Revelation chapter 1 is written to the seven churches. Revelation, rather, is written to the seven churches in Asia, in which John offers grace and peace to him who is, who was, who is to come, from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth. How's he calling the ruler over the kings of the earth in Revelation 1 and 5? Because John believes Jesus has been given a kingdom by the Ancient of Days that will not end. He calls Jesus the one that loves us, the ones that washed us from our sins in his own blood, and he made us kings, and he made us priests to his God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever. Why does he give him dominion? Because he believes the Son of Man is standing in front of the Ancient of Days and has received a kingdom that will not end. Now listen to verse 7. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. And so it's very clear to me in verse 7 that the same one coming with the clouds is the same one who left with the clouds, the same one who said to Caiaphas, you from now on will see me in the clouds. And it says, every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And so those who would see the arrival of the kingdom would be the same ones that pierced him, not people thousands of years later that didn't pierce him. So I think Revelation 1:7, while telling you every eye, then clears up the timing of that so that you'll realize it must be those upon whom he came in the days of vengeance. AD 70 was the days of vengeance. It's not in the heart of God to bring that vengeance out on a generation that did not pierce the Son and then ignore the generation that did. That's all we'll say about that for this passage. We'll move on to verse 12 of Acts 1 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.